And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. The terrible legacy of residential boarding schools that Native American children were forced to attend for decades carries over to this day. Much of that is being addressed today as stories are being unveiled of abuses suffered by those children, but in Arbor Vitae, a very tangible form of restitution is happening. Last Friday, the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration formally transferred its Marywood Franciscan Spirituality Center to the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. The nearly 2 acres of land along Trout Lake has been used as an event and retreat venue by the Catholic Order, which along with the tribe marks the turnover as the first known transfer of land from a Catholic institution to a tribal nation. The Lac des Flambeaux Band paid $30,000 for the property, which is the amount the Catholic Order paid for it when acquiring it several decades ago. Joining me from the band are Araya Breedlove, the PR director for the tribe, and Zach Allen, marketing and PR manager for the LDF Business Development Corporation, and from the Order, Sister Sue Ernster, president of the FSPA, and we're also joined by Brittany Catellis of Land Justice Futures. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hello.
So tell us, was this land or facility used as a boarding school?
This is Sister Sue, and no, when we purchased the land in 1966, it had been a lodge. And then we had it as administrative offices and then a spirituality center. This property has not been a boarding school.
Tell us how the idea originated to turn it over to the tribe.
In the last several years, it has become very clear to us that we were no longer to be the stewards of this piece of land because of the shifting in our congregation. And so we wanted to gift this to others who had similar values.
Araya, what was any relationship you may have had to the facility beforehand?
Before this transfer, there wasn't a lot of intermingling community events or anything like that regarding both of us together. But I think this has created a pathway for both of us to work together and really drive a certain future that we're looking forward to.
Did it come as a surprise?
I would say yes. Not only has this not happened in this area, but to this magnitude nationwide, to have someone come to us in that regards, although our land back movement isn't a surprise, for them to approach us with the idea was a grateful and hopeful surprise.
It sort of reminds me, or brings to mind, I should say, the land acknowledgement statements and criticisms of them, which is that they don't do anything other than say something happened. Do you think this might encourage others to actually make tangible reparations?
Well, land acknowledgement is exactly what you just said. It's just an acknowledgement. This is acknowledgement put into action, and I think that is the biggest difference compared to what we've been seeing nationwide.
Zach, what are some possible uses of the parcel by the tribe?
So with the Business Development Corporation involved in the process here, our goal is to kind of showcase what the property has, as well as keeping that cultural perspective that's, you know, important to the tribe. We don't necessarily have a plan for it per se for right now, but we do have a lot of great ideas that kind of focus around these aspects and growing the property, you know, in the eyes of the tribe.
Brittany, what was your role or your organization, Land Justice Futures?
Land Justice Futures specifically supports Catholic and religious landowners in discerning the future of their properties, really with a lens of healing and justice. We've provided educational resources and support for over 100 religious orders in the country. We started working together 3 years ago to really help the sisters here, the FSPA community, incorporate a lot of reckoning that they were already doing as a community. And we came in to help them merge that into what are creative, beautiful potentials for this transfer of land.
I'm always very careful journalistically before I say something is the first or the only. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, Brittany, can you confirm that?
Yeah, this is definitely the first land transfer
from an order of Catholic sisters to an indigenous tribe. It is the first land transfer from any Catholic institution to a Native nation in the name of healing and reparations. There is one transfer we know of on the Rosebud Reservation. The Jesuit order had been given a bunch of land by the state in different pockets of the reservation. And when they were leaving, they took the land and transferred what they weren't using back to the tribe. So what I can say is this is the first time we've seen Catholic land return in the name of healing and repair for boarding schools.
I imagine this just didn't materialize, you know, overnight, that there must have been some relationship between the order and the tribe.
This is Sister Sue. When we first purchased the property in 1966, we did have a water ceremony, and we included one of the members of the tribe, Tinker, who's had a long-term relationship with us at Marywood. And while we haven't had this close relationship with this tribe, we have been working with a couple of other tribes where we have property. And we do see this as the beginning of deepening the relationship and really helping to heal our part of the trauma.
Zach, what's your prediction about the relationship going forward?
With the work that we've already done with the sisters on the Business Development Corporation side has been great. They've shown a lot of interest in, you know, possible events or coordination between us and the business arm and the tribe, you know, as a whole. So I think this is a relationship that will continue to grow.
We've been speaking with Araya Breedlove, the Public Relations Director for the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, and Zach Allen, Marketing and PR Manager for the LDF Business Development Corporation, along with Sister Sue Ernster, President of the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration, and Brittany Cortellis from Land Justice Futures. Thank you for joining us, Araya, Zach, Sue, and Brittany.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And if you have something you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.